The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Someone in this studio had to sprint recently and realized, damn, I'm out of shape. Let's talk about it on Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I am that man.
I was going to say, come on, husband. Let's talk about it.
So the other night I was at the stadium and I had to go from one
You're an
side
NBA
of the
DJ.
Yeah, I mean, so I had to go from one side of the stadium to the other and make it back with under 3 minutes. So I knew if I sprinted, I could make it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you realize these stadiums that hold, you know, 18, 20,000 people, they're pretty big. Okay, Anthony. Go ahead.
I see what you're doing.
So, like, going down the stairs and getting to
making excuses.
That's what's happening.
I left my headphones over there, so I went down the stairs. I got to the area where my headphones were, but I had to get back up to my DJ booth. My DJ booth is high in the air, so I had to
go high
in the stadium. So I had to sprint up the stairs, and by the time I got to the fourth set of stairs. I mean, it was a good amount of stairs. We're probably 300-400 stairs in at this point.
Okay.
I thought I was going to throw up.
I love how you described the stadium as like the Roman Coliseum.
For real, it's like 90,000 miles.
If it would have been a football stadium, I might have died.
Been done, dude.
I wouldn't have made it.
I was thinking about remembering that I used to do that, you know, run the stairs in junior high and high school. I don't know if I could run the stairs today.
At first, I was doing like the bottom stairs. Funny. I was going. I was like, oh, I still got it. By the time I got to the middle, I was like, I started thinking, you can't throw up in front of all these people.
That's a good reminder. I've been hiking recently and catching some amazing sunsets, and I ruined one of my videos with my heavy breathing in the background.
No, yeah, you didn't even notice.
It's all majestic. It is nice. I was in the background.
It took me 5 minutes to catch my breath, and you know you have to be on headset at the games. I was the heavy breather on the headset. Where I was like,
sound like serial killers.
I just rubbed in some lady's piece because I got to the top of the mountain. She goes, oh my God, what's that? This is me. Be like a javelina, dude. It was crazy, dog.
Wild pig. Oh my God.
Like a pug.
When did you realize, you know what? I'm kind of out of shape. Mm-hmm. Call us up. Let's make it a topic another day. 877.
We also got the Fat Club coming up, too, though.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that. Anthony A. National Day.
All right, y'all. 4 years ago today, the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a pandemic. So it is the coronaversary.
That changed the world.
Not a fun day.
No, it's not a fun day.
It was a lot of trials and tribulations for a lot of people.
But we got through it.
I feel like as a world, they united us because we all went through that together.
Also, I'm glad that we are the country leading in economic recovery. We have lower inflation than anybody else in the world. We're still creating jobs. I feel like America, USA.
Yes,
USA.
America. Sure.
We should be proud of that as a country, that we're doing better than anyone else.
Yeah. And another thing I want to shout out is World Plumbing Day, dude.
Shout
out to that, dog.
If you're looking for a profession, go do that.
Yes,
nobody's
dude.
You make
doing
a lot
plumbing.
Of money.
Yeah, I just read this whole article that for every 7 plumbers retiring, there's only one person getting into the industry.
Like Damn. I said.
They're going to be rich.
You don't even see that category on P-Hub anymore.
I know.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Clean your plate, eat everything on your plate. That phrase, and you being forced to do that when you were little, me being forced to do that when I was little, is why we all have this weird relationship with food and why weight fluctuates easily on my body. I know it does on a lot of people, other people's bodies, up and down and up and down, because it's psychological. And the reason that our grandparents and parents did that is because they probably didn't grow up with the amount of food that most people have today. They definitely didn't grow up with the portions that we have today.
Let's back it up, because it kind of sounds like you're calling my grandma poor.
My nana was poor. I don't know about your grandma.
No, they weren't. My mom was like, actually, my grandfather was a retired Army veteran and accountant. So it was like, you know, lower
middle
class.
They had a little bit.
It was never an issue of that. But I think I also feel like what you're getting to, too, is that just portions overall have gotten like bigger. Like you go to fast food restaurants, you just get bigger burgers. You get more of this and more gluttony going on, right?
For sure. But clean your plate means that you feel guilty if anything's there.
If I order a burger and I don't finish it, I feel bad.
But that's not why you eat, Automatic. You're eating to sustain life, not to feel engorged. And that's something we have to teach our mind. That's a psychological thing.
Like my grandpa was like that. I think his parents probably put that on him, where it's like, eat everything that's in front of you because you might not get another meal. Hmm. And with him, he had, you know, he had 11 kids and he had 32 36 grandchildren.
Jeez, you can't even keep up.
No, I can't even keep up. But it was, he was so adamant about everybody clearing their plate. And his biggest thing was, if you don't clear your plate, you can't have dessert. And he wouldn't let you get up from the table until your plate was clear.
And that's the worst thing. So you're stretching your stomach out so much, you're not even hungry anymore, but you want that cake, you want that pie, you want that ice cream.
You want to hear something crazy? When my grandpa passed and they sold the house, they took it apart because they had this huge kitchen table and there was so much food that was stuffed in between the crevices.
That's disgusting.
That's wild. That's so, wait, hold on. Your grandpa had 32...
36.
36 grandkids?
Grandpa was busy.
Grandpa was
what an icon. He had to replenish. That's why he was like so...
My grandma had 11 kids. Okay, so my grandma's the icon.
Yeah. That's why they were all about eating, all cleaning up the plate. They were cleaning each other's plates.
Okay. Eating until your plate is clean is not necessary in today's world. Yes, there are still people who go without, but the great majority of us have food. And that idea sets forth a very bad habit of eating when you're not hungry and not understanding what your body is telling you when it is hungry. You're just eating out of habit. Do you even know what hungry means? Do you go long enough to be hungry? And I tell this to Automatic all the time. We eat at different times. Unfortunately, because of our jobs, we could eat at 3. We could eat at 5. We could eat at 6. We could, different times. And sometimes he'll be like, Ava, come eat. She's like, I'm not hungry. Come eat.
Damn, fool.
And I say, don't do that. Because if she's not hungry, it's not a good idea.
Learn behavior from me.
Yes.
The one thing, I just read this. Americans waste 35% of the food that they buy, which is mind-blowing to me because I don't think that people are making everyone clear their plate if we're wasting 35% of the food we buy, or we're just buying too much.
I think
maybe.
That's also, no pun intended, that's a loaded number. You know, you have like other, like you go to restaurants, catering and stuff. I think all that stuff's incorporated into that number.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I like how that's on the top of your mind, DJ Automatic. I love how you're really getting into the bit, brother. You're really here for the nutrition. I'm just thinking about you guys eating and how slow Dana eats.
Oh, whatever.
Oh my God, dude. Nobody takes longer.
And she's always like, stay here and sit with me. And of course, what am I going to do when I'm sitting there while she eats at 1 mile per hour? Yeah, but then I end up eating more than I need to eat just because I'm just sitting there.
I'm all alone. Everybody gets up and leaves me toda solita all by myself at the table.
That plate will get cleared, though. It will get cleared. Big dude, we'll clear that plate, but it'll take a while.
It will. Give me an hour and I'll tackle any damn portion, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What collectively can we look forward to this week? Our spiritual forecast will be given right now. It's What's Your Sign? Sirmati, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
My energy is like sporadic, okay? So we'll talk about the whole...
Yes.
It's good, but it's sporadic. Let's talk about that a little later. Now I want to make sure that our listener gets their reading. Mama, begin with your sign.
I'm a Virgo.
All right, what's your first name?
Amy.
Okay, Amy, go ahead and ask Sirmati your question.
Sirmati, I guess you know I just lost my job, but I'm trying to see, am I ever going to get anywhere, like, benefit in life? Because I just lost my job. And it's like every time I start to do good, things happen.
Okay, Madi, she sounds so on edge. What are you feeling?
There's a lot of changes, I could tell. But I love her energy. As soon as I connected with it, I just want to give her that compliment about how beautiful her energy is. And because of that, I do see her being stuck. She feels like everything around her is keeping her stuck in place in the same rut. I heard the word rut. But things are going to start shifting for her. I feel even within the next month, there's going to be something that's going to be changing. And I also pick up on a masculine energy. Well, this might be a masculine that is going to come in and assist her in some way, maybe offer her a new job. But whatever this is, there is a masculine energy involved. What I feel is that there is going to be changes to her financial situation, and it's going to be for the better. Things are going to start settling in. And I do feel that she's going to enjoy this new phase in life.
Okay, Amy, so hold on. Now, collectively, our energy, what is the spiritual forecast looking like for this week?
So we just had the new moon this last weekend, and the energy with the new moon, it drains our energy. So again, you mentioned that your energy has been very sporadic.
Girl.
This is collectively, all of us have been going through it. We need to really protect ourselves, and a lot of times we don't give it up to prayer as much, but prayer is a very protective energy. It's almost like we're casting a beautiful spell on ourselves when we say, you know, Spirit, God, whatever you believe in, protect me and guide me, illuminate my path. So just speak those affirmations onto you, because I do feel that we're, as a collective, need to practice more protection for this week.
I believe in that. You always say the power of the positive intention, right?
It's positive intention. Yeah, or prayer, whatever you want to call
it. Whatever.
I always say it's energy. Yes. And when you put that energy into the world, you're right. It does protect you.
And it comes back to you. It really does. If you would like a reading with Surmati, please call us 877-730-DCS1. If we don't pick up, leave us a message and we'll call you back. And of course, follow Surmati at Illest Divinity on Instagram. Mati, you always come with that knowledge. We love you. Thank you so much. Talk to you next Monday. Woo!
Ow! The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Bad Bunny is suing a fan for uploading his content at a concert, and you won't believe the amount of money he's after. So let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
We got Johnny Knoxville celebrating today, Terrence Howard, friend of the show and just an all-around good dude, Paul Wall, and NBA superstar Anthony Davis celebrating their birthdays today.
All right, so I want to say Zendaya looked fabulous at the Oscars last night. Emma Stone, America Ferrara. I think she won, in my book anyway. Margot Robbie. I got all the winners up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. But you know who else slayed? Ariana Grande. Oh, she looks so beautiful in that pink fluffy dress. She just showed up to promote her new movie, Wicked. She performed on SNL Saturday. She just looked great.
She looked like she was carrying her comforter around. You know how, like, when you're having a lazy Saturday and you just carry your comforter around the house? She just has, like, wrapped around her.
Does she not look beautiful,
No, her dress looked good, but it looked like a comforter.
Go check it out at Dana Cortez on Instagram. So I think she's talking about her ex-husband, Dalton Gomez, cheating on her in her new song, Eternal Sunshine. Take a listen.
So now we play our separate scenes. Now she's in my bed, laying on your chest.
There's rumors that he was on the sneaks with some Instagram model and other women. I believe it because Ariana Grande, we all know she sings about her love life. So how did he think he was going to get away with it? And speaking of money, let's talk about Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, better known as Bad Bunny. He's filed a $150,000 lawsuit against a fan named Eric Guillermo Madronal. Now, he says Eric's not a real fan. Eric owns a YouTube channel called Mad for Live Music, and he took video of Bad Bunny at his concert in Salt Lake City, but it's not cell phone footage. It's some kind of professional camera. Uploaded every single performance, and he's making money, and he's getting followers, and Bad Bunny was like, okay, take it down. He filed a suit. He took it down. Hold on. Now the guy countersued him and said, you should let me do it. You let other fans. He's like, no, this is a YouTube page. You're making money. So now that's why he's suing him for dinero.
The other thing is we went to the Bad Bunny show. It's an experience. The production level is next level. So I'm sure Bad Bunny wants to keep that there inside the arenas, not on YouTube, and take away from his show.
You know what I want to say, DJ Automatic? You know what the best part of everything you just said is?
What?
I can tell you're a total Bad Bunny fan after you went to the show.
I'm a fan of his shows, Dana, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How does coffee creamer for your soda sound? Because both are really bad for you, and why not try it, right? We'll talk about it in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Monday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
Very excited about this first hashtag. The U.S. economy added 275,000 jobs in February. Doubling what was expected, a sign of strength in the labor market, which continues to benefit workers despite high interest rates, and unemployment remains under 4%. We haven't had a run like this on unemployment being this low since the 1960s. Here's my thing. The Fed and the government have nothing to do with each other, but the Fed needs to lower interest rates. It's time.
It's hard to buy a home or a car or anything right now.
The credit card rates, all that. Please lower the interest rates. I don't know if somebody from the Fed is listening, but it's worth a try. DJ Automatic Food News.
Coffee Mate is releasing creamer for your soda. Like your Cokes. Well, in this particular instance, it's Dr. Pepper.
I know you grow around with Mexicans. You said for your Cokes. You already knew it, Automatic. What's a coffee creamer for our soda?
Yeah.
So they're trying to bank off the TikTok influencer viral thing going on with dirty sodas where you add like fruit juice or syrups or half and halves to your soda to
This has nothing to do with Future's definition of dirty Sprite, right?
Nothing at all.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
Well, now nobody wants it. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so what flavor is it again?
It's called Dirty Soda. It's for your Dr. Pepper, and it is a coconut lime flavor. I don't know. It sounds kind of good to me.
Coconut lime.
Prune juice, a coconut lime?
Oh, I'm not. That's disgusting. National Day, Anthony A.
Oh, man. On this day, 4 years ago, the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a pandemic. So every March 11th is the coronaversary.
I know that this is hard, especially on certain families that are listening, but we made it through. We are here. We are stronger, and we are the strongest economy in the world, and it's because of workers right here in the U.S. USA. Check the numbers at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm literally going to post how ahead we are than any other country. I'm proud of us. And what else we got, Ann?
And on that note, too, shout out to toilet paper, right? Because remember that time? That was wild.
Oh, my gosh.
And I bring up toilet paper because it is World Plumbing Day.
Oh.
So just want to send a shout out to my man, Sir John Harrington, who created the first flushable toilet. So thank you for everything, Mr. Harrington.
I believe this is true. If we have any plumbers listening, I was told that Scott toilet tissue is the best for the pipes.
Oh.
Was that a lie? Is a plumber that told me back in the day, my man, Don the Plumber. If it's true, call us 877-730-DCS1. Or if it's not, call us, because we need to know. The world is waiting with bated breath.
All right.
That's what I'm waiting with.
That wasn't what I'm waiting on, but, you know, I still like Charmin.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When's the last time you were really embarrassed?
Oh, man.
This happened to me. We're talking about this. Because Automatic was telling myself and Anthony A. about running across the stadium. He's an NBA DJ. And not being in the best shape of your life.
It was a sprint that almost led to me throwing up in front of everybody.
And heavy breath on the headset. And all. You know what it looked like that? You literally are working for some of the most fit people in the world, right? Right alongside them.
Unfortunately, you don't have to be that fit to be a DJ.
No.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of stationary action.
Wiki. I was embarrassed. I did this incredible event for the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for Women in the Arts. And I have to be the MC, right? And I'm in front of all these people and I'm standing in front of the podium. Unfortunately, the podium is taller than I am. Hey. And so nobody could see me. And I was like, oh my gosh. Well, you can see me, but it's kind of like.
It is always funny.
Only my head.
When a short person gets up to a podium and they're like at eye level with the podium.
That's what it was,
Anthony.
Oh, no.
Anthony.
That's
did they have to lower the microphone for you?
No. And I was embarrassed to ask for a little stool. You know, I felt like I was going to ask for a booster seat, basically. And the keynote speaker is 5'10".
Oh.
I'm not.
A 5'10"
woman?
Was
she in heels?
Oh, no, 5'10" woman, yes. And no,
at
she was not in heels.
Hispanic Chambers event? She's a rarity. Shout out to that queen. I want to know what she's doing.
Anyway, she's an astronaut and she's very married.
All right, yeah.
So she gets up there and she tries talking and she says out loud, I need someone to raise the mic.
Oh, right to the core of your little short person heart. Oh, man.
Hey, I'm a short queen.
Dana has so many hang-ups about being short.
You have no idea. We're at the house, and I have to ask Automatic to help me get the clothes at the bottom of the lawn of the washer. I can't even reach down and get the sock and the underwear and all that.
I'm at average height. I'm 5'10", and
that's
a good size.
You're as tall as that woman.
Yeah. I'm at eye level with that babe, right? For me, dude, the most horrifying, embarrassing moment of recent, and I think I actually talked about this a few weeks ago on the show, was when I was indulging in some self-pleasure, and I left my phone connected to my Bluetooth.
No.
And my Bluetooth speaker was on in my living room of my apartment where my windows were open.
Oh.
And the audio from what I was watching was going straight to my Bluetooth, right into the little center area of my apartment complex.
Where everybody takes their dogs and everything.
Oh, my God,
which
dude.
Is why now Anthony A. is retaining.
Yes, actually, yeah, that's it. That's why I'm on a semen retention journey right now. That one right there.
Aren't you moving too?
Yeah, I'm moving too. I'm out of there. The lowest point of my life, guys.
Signing
rock bottom.
Race.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.